Welcome to the Esri and the Science of Wear podcast. Housing crises grip cities worldwide, and traditional solutions are falling short. What if the answer lies not in conventional methods, but in reimagining the process itself? Dmitry Kudinov, who manages AI prototypes in 3D at Esri, envisions technology as the key to unlocking urban planning bottlenecks. By using technology, we can transform housing development into an adaptive, evolving system that supports the organic growth of cities.
The way how we see what it means for a society to function, to be formed, and to be efficient is changing. The urban sociology is a very important subject, which I think has a lot of influence on how we structure our societies. And the cities are the manifestation and the gathering point of human society.
Dmitry Kudinov describes to Esri's chief marketing officer, Mariana Cantor, how geospatial artificial intelligence might finally help solve one of urban planning's most persistent challenges.
Dmitry, hi, and welcome to the Esri and the Science Aware podcast.
Thank you, Mariana. Thank you for inviting and having me.
I'm excited about this conversation because it's very timely. U.S. home prices were up close to 4% compared to last year, selling for a median price of $500,000, which is pretty high, and a record high of homelessness as well. This is all to say that we have a housing problem, particularly in cities. Do you think at its root, the housing problem is somehow rooted in urban planning?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Right now, as of today, more than half of the world population live in urban areas. We are already on our planet beyond 8 billion people. So where can we build and how can we build more affordable housing is a very important question. So there are important questions in urban planning which need to be answered in order to make the real estate not just more affordable, but also the infrastructure in which this real estate is plugged in, the urban fabric itself, much more efficient.
Could you describe to us what is urban planning, what is the process, and what is that infrastructure fabric that needs to be taken into account in that process?
Yeah, urban planning is a fascinating subject. It is on the border of science and culture and politics and sociology. There's so many aspects because we can view our cities as the biggest and the most complex machinery which humankind have ever created. And some of these cities, they are 1,000 years old. So there are generations and generations and generations of people who contributed to the development, to the forming of those machines, which we call cities. And urban planning tries to find a way to describe, define, and predict the way how these cities were built, operate right now, and can be improved going further down the road. And urban planning takes into account not just buildings, but also the bigger geographic, social, economic, and cultural context into account in which those buildings are placed. Our streets, the logistics, how the goods and people move around in and out of the city. How people communicate with each other. Do they use public transportation or do they rely on cars? How much infrastructure is there and how it works for utility networks, like electric grid? Is the electric distribution network efficient? Can we plug in, for example, new sources of energy? Mm-hmm. Can we minimize the carbon footprint? Maybe even carbon sequestration facilities, the stormwater management and mitigation for the climate change, right? And so on and so forth. These are technical components. The technology is changing. The construction materials are changing. Sources of energy are changing. The way how we see what it means for a society to function, to be formed, and to be efficient is changing. The urban sociology is a very important subject, which I think has a lot of influence on how we structure our societies. And the cities are the manifestation, the most concentrated manifestation and the gathering point of human society.
This is fascinating. So urban planning in the urban fabric, which is the context.
Exactly. I think the fact that the American cities were built the way they are were driven by the Industrial Revolution, by the invention and the popularization, the democratization of individual transportation, the cars, right? The Ford said that I want every worker of my plant to be able to afford buying a car. And it led to the construction of highways and the urban planning ideas which revolved around the car, individual mode of transportation. After 100 years of human history, I think we know at this point that the individual mobility does not promote social support, social connections, social binding. Urban sprawl destroyed this human fabric, this human society, and humans are social species. We now live in isolated boxes somewhere in the desert, rarely seeing our neighbors or knowing them. Who are they? We are very mobile. That's great, but it doesn't build these social support networks. It doesn't build the connections between the people. I think it is important, given this current understanding and the modern technology, where we are today as human species, we should be able to use all this technology, all these tools, all these analytical algorithms and AI to build the new generation of the cities, which will promote not just industrial-based KPIs, but also a social fabric, the quality of life at the street level for the people who live there and even for the guests.
I want to go back to the metaphor that you used, that a city is like a machine. Would you also agree that a city is like an organism, a living organism that has so much complexity that we can't necessarily fully, as you say, define, predict, and operate? Or can we?
Absolutely. It is a living organism. Yeah, I agree with your analogy. Can we predict its future development? To a degree. And we can definitely influence and foresee some of the dynamics. We can project the population growth, the population migration, or maybe excessive drought and heat waves. And of course, we can also influence through preventive action. We can influence how the future city will be developing.
What are the key trends or key objectives that come to mind for you for city planners today?
It depends on the geographic region. For example, there are massive urban planning challenges and tasks. They're related to pretty much building cities from scratch in the middle of nowhere. These are so-called greenfield development scenarios, where the urban planners come to an open site, which has pretty much nothing, and start building a new city. This is a very exciting opportunity. On the other hand, the well-established regions, the existing cities, have not less important, but maybe even more challenging task to adapt and optimize existing cities to account for the changing environment conditions, changing demographic and density of the population, and new economic and even engineering factors. So this is these are so-called brownfield and infield development scenarios where an existing city is being improved using modern urban planning practices.
So let's talk about technology, and then both of those scenarios in the greenfield and the brownfield. Could you walk us through how technology and GIS, geographic information system, tech, and AI, of course, specifically, can aid in navigating such a complex environment, the kinds of imperatives and pressures that city planners face today?
Yes, of course. Yeah, GIS here can play a huge role. It is interesting that due to, I think, a combination of the above factors, different cultural aspects, history, existing cities, budgets, there is no single tool which would just be given to urban planner and the urban planner could come up with a good result as the outcome of this task. So GIS can be the very powerful foundation for building such a pipeline. AI also might bring a very important component here, which can help with so-called meshing studies. This is a specific step inside the urban planning pipeline, which allows for accurate estimation of the population distribution inside a city. So if you start with a greenfield development scenario, let's say we are building a city, a new, brand new city in the open space. We start with a road graph. The planner draws the main transportation arterial corridors, but we start with transportation graph, which defines the rough shape of the city, the boundary of the city, future city blocks. Now the challenge is, how do we define in which blocks, where do people live, work, or shop, where they get entertained, where they get healthcare services provided, where do they have religious or educational sites, sightseeing, maybe. Then how do we do a transportation of those people and those goods inside this area? This is where the meshing study comes to play, creating this so-called meshing building models, which do not have much architectural details, but they already have a realistic looking building footprints with height information, number of floors, essentially. And these building footprints coupled with the height information allows us to calculate gross floor area of all the combined buildings within each block. And since we know the zoning of every block, we can estimate the population distribution of the future city. Once we have the population distribution estimated, we can now start planning the green zones, commercial zones, industrial zones, allocations, in order to minimize the transportation time. This is so-called Carlos Moreno 15-minute city concept, which is focused around making all the city services, businesses, and amenities available to the residents within 15 minutes walking distance from where they live. This is a very important concept, and this is essentially what makes the city very livable. This is where the AI actually can help a lot. And there are endless amounts of different possibilities how we can pack a block with buildings. What shape do these buildings have? What height do they have? How do they relate to each other? What is the spacing between those? What is the setback from the roads? What is the orientation of those buildings to relative to the sun exposure, and relative to the local winds, for example? Do they have good ventilation at street level, so there's the air is always fresh? There are multiple aspects. This is where AI helps a lot because what we do is essentially we take about 600 cities from all over the world, which we train AI model, which during training ingests and extracts and understands the possibilities and the reasoning behind a specific ways of placing those buildings inside the context of the ROAD graph, how these buildings can be placed.
This is incredible that you train the model on 600 cities worldwide. Can you, I guess, specify as a city planner that when you're building a greenfield development, that I'd like my city to resemble Vienna or Paris or Portland or something of that nature, where you could create a cultural sort of footprint based on the model?
Exactly. This is exactly one of the goals and the power of AI models, which allows to capture those hard to formalize semantics and aspects of style. What does it mean, a specific style of a city? It is not such an obvious answer, but the neural network, through the training process, through the examples of those 600 cities, is capable of capturing those. And we will be giving the urban planners the handler to pick a specific city style. It will be also possible to pick a style from just an area on the map. So user can look at the map and say, okay, I want this specific city style here, which I'm looking at, to be replicated in my new development. The later use case is also very important, particularly for the brownfield and infill development scenarios where the urban planner works within the existing urban fabric. Because there might be two different use cases, right? Where I, as a planner, want to create a specific, like a theme park experience, like replicating Barcelona block or Paris or Vienna. Or maybe I want my new development seamlessly integrated into the existing fabric. And I want essentially my existing urban fabric and structure to guiding that style.
So in this case, which is probably the majority of cases where you have to adapt to new conditions, but you have to adapt the existing, as you call it, fabric and infrastructure, is GIS the repository or the system of record or the digital twin that has the representation of your current environment that you can then work with to build scenarios with additional amenities or changes in transportation or whatever else?
The existing data about the population with existing buildings, with existing road infrastructure and utility network infrastructure can play and will play a huge role in guiding this infill development. So the new development integrates well and seamlessly into the existing fabric.
Let's talk about the time it takes to achieve these outcomes. A typical planning process is very iterative, as I understand it. How can this be accelerated with technology?
So this is where the power of AI comes again here. Mm-hmm. So we will be able to reiterate through the much more massive model in a single week worth of the planner's time. So the generation of those building models, although done by AI, should still make sense to you as a planner from the cultural and historical and the geographic standpoint.
Tell me about how this applies to small cities, if it does.
We are exploring this question right now. At this point, the model which we train is trained on the large urban areas. How applicable this model is going to be at different stages of its development will be changing. I cannot say right now the minimum workable size of the city but I think that it will be possible to apply it to increasingly smaller size urban setups.
I wonder how zoning committees and architectural committees will respond to planners bringing them some combination of Vienna and Riyadh as a potential plan for a city.
Yeah, that's an interesting. That's an interesting question, and I'm curious about it myself. But we hope that we will be able to provide the planners also with a tool which would allow for seamless blending into the existing urban fabric. Because AI here, although important, it is just one of the tiny cogs in this huge machinery, which also needs to take into account then the rest of the infrastructure and plug those buildings into the infrastructure and reoptimize, reiterate on this infrastructure and vice versa, allowing the user and the planner to have a control, a full control over what is happening here during the urban planning story.
Dmitry, thank you. It was a really interesting conversation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Esri and the Science of Wear podcast, and thanks to Dmitry Kudinov. If you like this episode, please share it with a colleague.